power of life and death is in the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. And those who love it will eat its fruits. The tongue is, we used to speak words, I know our mouth, but we know that without the tongue you can't utter a word. So I think when it refers to the tongue, it's talking about the words we speak. So my question this morning is, what words are you speaking? Words of life or of death? Words of hope or of despair? Despair. Words of courage or of fear? Words of triumph or of defeat? Scripture tells us the power of life and death is in the tongue. So, what words are you speaking? How are you using this power? God's word is in your mouth. It's your spiritual sword, it's your spiritual spear. The word of God is active, it's like a spirit, and it's a powerful one, it's a weapon. A weapon potent enough to sustain life, potent enough to destroy life and lead to death. Hatred, slander, wickedness, hypocrisy are made, they are caused or created, and they are maintained through words we speak. Or words that we don't speak. Our tongues can cause lasting destruction. They can also bring lifelong healing, lifelong connections. And our Lord Jesus' brother, James, in the book of James, recognizes this. He observed how effortlessly people just threw out words without testing the value. How carelessly people spoke words. And he warned that early church of the bad outcomes of their lack of restraint. James 1:19. James 1:19. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Be quick to listen, but slow to speak. James also cautioned them to consider themselves spiritually mature only if they could control what they said. If you can't control what you're saying, you are not spiritually mature. And this is in verse 26. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Power of life and death is in the words we speak. But Apostle James also warned that about faith. Don't claim you have faith unless you have actions that match the words that you are declaring. Let your faith be backed with actions. And this is in James chapter 2. And I'm reading from verse 14. James 2:14. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works. And I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one? You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was acting along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. The power of life and death lies in the tongue. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. There is a link between faith and the words we speak. And this tongue in our mouth controls what comes out of it. So James wanted the early Christians to be fully aware of the power of this tiny thing in our mouth. The power of life and death lies in the tongue, lies in what you say, the words you speak, what you utter. Can destroy and can bring life. And I pray that the words we will utter going forward in our lives will be words that will bring life, that will create connections, and not words that will kill, not words that will bring death. In James chapter 3 verse 5, there is this statement that the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness, a world of iniquity, an unruly member full of deadly poison. Actually, the Bible study we are doing is right now on James. So if you join him, we expound on all of this there. What we say and how we say it matters. Your words, my words, carry more weight than we know. These words I'm sharing with you today, they carry more weight than I know, than you know. Even Jesus said these words are seed. He said they are like seed. And here in Proverbs, we're even understanding that the words themselves are life and death. And the best way to avoid causing injury or harm to others or to God, not that you can cause harm to God, but bringing, grieving the Lord or grieving the Holy Spirit and causing harm to ourselves, is to recognize the power of our tongues and harness that power. Taking time to consider the words that we speak, taking time to consider the tone with which we speak before we speak. Rather than using our tongues as a weapon, from today we can determine that we are going to begin to use our tongues to invest goodness in everyone we know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The saying goes that talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. But the fact is that unconsidered words can prove very expensive. Saying the wrong thing at the wrong time can lead to devastating consequences. And sometimes the right way to go is to keep quiet. Weigh your thoughts, weigh your words to ensure they are helpful, and keep them to yourselves if they are not. The book of Proverbs has a few verses of scripture. I just want to quickly go through them that deal on this theme. The first one I'm going to go to is Proverbs, still in Proverbs 18, verse 21. That's, we just read that. I mean, Proverbs 11, 12. We know already that's the power of life and death. Proverbs 11, 12. Whoever belittles his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding remains silent. Proverbs 17, 27. Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Sometimes it's better to keep our thoughts to ourselves before we speak them out. And it goes on in verse 28. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. So even a fool, there's nothing more worse than a fool in terms of how wise you are. But if he's able to keep his mouth, people will think he's smart, he's intelligent. The words we speak are very important. The power of life and death is in the words we speak. You declare words by faith. If you have faith, and you declare words of healing. Many people have been known just by declaring words of healing, they've come to receive their healing. It's well known that if you speak words of condemnation to yourself, then you feel depressed. I'm no good. Nothing works for me. Everything is against me. These things never help. But words which are positive, words which lift up, they actually lift the person up and you're encouraged by them. People may do may good, or you may have deal a lot of harm to others and to yourselves. That's to yourself, according to the way you make use of your tongue. Many have died because of the foul words they spoke. Many have been killed by false words, false accusations, false testimonies. On the other hand, many have saved lives or secured freedom for other people by wise, by kind words, just words. The right word at the right time can bring life. The wrong word at the wrong time can lead to death. Let's see what Jesus said about the words we speak. In Matthew 12, verse 32. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Verse 36, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. This is our Savior, our Redeemer, the one who will come to judge the living and the dead. This is a statement. On the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, that is life. And by your words you will be condemned, that is death. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Death and life are no doubt in the power of the tongue. There's a man in the, 500 and something BC, that's before Christ, because the famous fable is Aesop. And someone wrote his biography, and relates that when he was asked by a superior to serve a meal of the best meat, he served tongue. And he said, because the tongue is the key that leads us all into knowledge. It's the key that leads us into all knowledge. That's the best meat he served. And when he was asked to serve the worst meat, again, he served tongue. Because there is not any wickedness under the sun that the tongue has not a part in it. This little thing in our mouth, the power of life and death is in it. Your words, my words, will be judged by the affections with which we speak them. Person who not only you speak rightly and you love to speak it, so you speak it by choice and you delight in speaking the right things, will lead to life. The person who speaks wrong, even if it's a good person, but he loves to speak things which are not right, we'll also find that the wrong speaking will lead to death. So as people love it, so they will eat the fruit of it. If you love to speak good words, you will eat the fruit of it, which is life. If you speak wrong words and you're not paying attention to it, which means that you love it, then you will eat the fruit of that also. Hallelujah.